straight from the mothership. It's Tim and Mike on Area 54. Area 54. Area 54.
54. 54. 54. 54. 54. 54. 54. 54. 54. 54. 54. 54. 54. 54. 54. 54. 54. 54. 54. 54. 54. 54. 54. 54. 54. 54. 54. 54. 54. 54. 54. 54. 54. 54. 54. 54. 54. 54. 54. 54. 54. 54. 54. 54. 54. 54. 54. 54. 54. 54. 54. 54. 54. 54. 54. 54. 54. 54. 54. 54. 54. 54. 54. 54. 54. 54. 54. 54. 54. 54. 54. 54. 54. 54. 54. 54. 54. 54. 54. 54. 54. 54. 54. 54. 54. 54. 54. 54. 54. 54. 54. 54. 54. 54. 54. 54. 54. 54. 54. 54. 54. 54. 54. 54. 54. 54. 54. 54. 54. 54. 54. 54. 54. 54. 54. 54. 54. 54. 54. 54. 54. 54. 54. 54. 54. 54. Thank you. we talked about it, and so we actually did it. That was New Order. You just heard a song called Leave Me Alone, and off of my personal favorite New Order album, Power, Corruption, and Lies.
How about that, huh?
Yeah.
Well, the other week we played this cover version of this song by Destroyer.
May as well play the original.
And yeah, there's an album out that's that one of those English music magazines say was throw a CD in there. It's all New Order covered. And after that Destroyer one, I went back to Power, Corruption, and Lies and said, you know, the original is really good.
And, sure
and you know, the thing is, you know, for as simple as this is, the song is, I mean, back in the early synthesizer days, God, it still works so well, doesn't it?
Well, their arrangements were really good and ahead of their time. You know, they knew it back then, and, you know, they're still making music now. New Order is, you know, coming out with a new album.
Well, this year, yeah. This year's supposed to come out with a new album, yeah.
Should be cool. All right, you heard A.M. and Sean Lee before that. Song's called City Boy. That was a Captain Planet remix. It's off the album Promises Are Never Far From Lies. It's their remix EP. Carl Molstel did Bossa Monsoon. Song's called, it's off the album Mothership Lounge Volume 1. Poolside from Los Angeles did a song called Take Me Home Influence. Second Sky did a song called 100 Million Sounds. That was this Kaleidoscope Jukebox remix. Spit it out, Tim. And they can be found on their Art of Influence remix. I have to apologize to Second Sky for calling them a Thievery Corporation sound-alike band, but I'm right.
Really?
Well, we kind of definitely are influenced.
Yeah, some of it. But this is yeah, you can hear some thievery in their music for sure.
Yep.
Weren't they involved with them though?
Not sure. Record label.
Oh, there you go. Well, they must have some influence over these guys, huh?
Yep.
There's it's an interesting remix album. It's a couple of the same songs remixed by different artists, so a little bit off the original Art of Influence. But this is a pretty cool this Kaleidoscope Jukebox remix. Cool one of this Second Sky track. Anyway, New Order. I'm looking forward to the new album without Peter Hook. What's he going to do? His own project now? Is he going to like Dirty Detectives or what was he?
Dirty Detectives. That just threw me off.
That threw you off. You're thinking like the Bat. No, like Bat Lieutenant.
Bat Lieutenant
like that.
Or something.
Yeah, no, that was a movie, wasn't it?
It was pretty. His sound is definitely, you know, Peter Hook when Peter Hook's playing. Because he sounds like the bass player to New Order.
Yeah, but you also know when Bernard Summer sings, though.
You know that, too.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, Tim wasn't kidding that he's really onto this Panao trip here. We got another track from them. Actually, off a different album. This one's off of Samba Nova. It's called Arthur's Pizza.
Really different. Really different for these guys, too.
All right, let's check it out.